As a Muslim, I have certain responsibilities, certain duties, duties, responsibilities that I have to accomplish in this short life, and that is primarily obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, obedience to the beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And they have given us guidelines. The Quran is there to guide us, the believers. And they've given us guidelines to live our life to the fullest, to get the maximum out of this short life that lies in the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that lies in listening to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, listening to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. You know, there's so many different ahadith, the benefit of this, the blessing of this, but they are also warnings for us. I'm going to share one with you, inshallah. It's mentioned in some of the hadith that there are two people upon whom Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will not have mercy on the day of judgment. Two unfortunate people. Who are they? Those who break ties with their relatives and a bad neighbor. Allahu Akbar. What is my condition? What is my condition with regards to my relationship with my relatives? Have I broken any ties? If I have, if I'm still alive and I'm alhamdulillah, now is the time, pick up that phone or go and visit them. Mend those ties. Subhanallah. And what kind of a neighbor am I? Am I a good neighbor that my fellow neighbor or neighbors can trust me, can rely upon me, can confide in me, and they know that if I'm around, they have some safety, or if they are away, they have some safety of their home, of their possessions, their belongings. Subhanallah. How beautiful are the teachings of our deen, our Islam, which teaches us that even to be good with neighbors is something, it is one of the qualities of a Muslim, to be good to your neighbors, because a bad neighbor is going to be deprived of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. And how beautiful is this teaching that I should mend relations with my relatives, because breaking ties with them means to be deprived of Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.